You know, we're all looking for that edge, right? Ways to sharpen our minds. Whether it's for nailing a big presentation at work or just, you know, learning something new or even just feeling clearer day to
That
day.
mental clarity, yeah, it's something everyone wants.
Exactly. And today, we're going to explore something surprisingly simple, maybe even a shortcut. Could it be? Just a daily cup of tea. Welcome to the Deep Dive. Our focus today is all about tea for a better brain, unlocking cognitive benefits and mental clarity.
Sounds fascinating.
Yeah, and our source for this is a really thorough article from Ceylon Wild Tea. He gets into the science, the practical stuff. So our mission really is to pull out the key insights for you, to get you properly informed about how this, well, ancient drink might be a game changer for your brain. So here's the plan. We'll unpack what cognitive function actually means. We'll look at the specific compounds in tea doing the heavy lifting. Then check the science, get some practical tips for brewing, and finally, see how tea fits into the bigger picture of brain health.
It's amazing, isn't it? Tea's been around forever, known for being calming. But now, like you said, there's this growing body of research pointing to diet, nutrition, things like tea, having a real impact on brain health, maybe even lowering risks for things like dementia. It's really compelling how this old beverage fits into modern health science.
Okay, let's unpack this then. Before we jump into tea itself, maybe we should define what we mean by cognitive function. Why is it so important?
Absolutely. Good starting point. Cognitive function, well, it's not just one single thing. It's more like a whole toolkit of mental processes. So you've got memory that's storing and recalling info, then attention, focusing on things. Executive function, that's the higher level stuff, like problem solving, planning, making decisions. There's also language, understanding and using words, written or spoken, and perception, how we make sense of what our senses tell us. Keeping all these functions optimal, well, it's crucial for everyday tasks, learning, social interaction, pretty much everything.
And then the flip side is dementia. How does understanding cognitive function help us get a handle on that?
Well, knowing what normal function looks like helps us understand dementia as a decline in those functions. Dementia itself isn't one disease, it's an umbrella term for conditions where cognitive decline gets bad enough to really interfere with daily life. Alzheimer's is the most common, but you also hear about vascular dementia, Lewy body, frontotemporal dementia, key symptoms. Memory loss is a big one, forgetting recent things, not recognizing faces. Disorientation, maybe confusion about time or place. Language problems too, like struggling for words or following a conversation. Impaired judgment is another. And sometimes behavioral shifts more, irritability, depression, anxiety. Now, the causes are complex, but risk factors include things like age, genetics, definitely cardiovascular health, and importantly, lifestyle choices. Which brings us back to diet and nutrition.
And tea.
Exactly. Tea is being seriously looked at for its potential role in, maybe reducing that risk.
Okay, this is where it gets really interesting for me. Let's talk about what's in the tea. What are these specific compounds doing the good work for our brains?
Right. So all true tea comes from the same plant, Camellia sinensis. But how it's processed, green tea, black tea, oolong, white, that changes the levels of these beneficial compounds. So the type of tea matters.
Let's start with caffeine. We all know it wakes us up, but how does it actually boost cognitive performance? Is it just alertness?
Well, alertness is definitely part of it. Caffeine blocks adenosine, that's a neurotransmitter that makes you feel sleepy. But it also helps improve concentration. It does this by encouraging the release of dopamine and norepinephrine. These are neurotransmitters really important for focus and attention. And there's even a bit of a mood boost, again, by influencing those neurotransmitter activity.
But tea's got something else, that L-theanine. People get curious about that one. What's its story? How does it work with the caffeine?
L-theanine. Yeah, it's pretty unique. It's an amino acid found almost only in tea, and its main trick is promoting relaxation without making you drowsy. So cognitively, it enhances focus by boosting alpha brainwaves. Those are the brainwaves linked to that feeling of calm alertness, like being in the zone. It also helps lower stress, specifically cortisol levels. Less stress generally means better cognitive performance, right? Less anxiety fogging things up.
Makes sense.
And maybe indirectly, it can help improve sleep quality. Better sleep equals better brain function, definitely. So when you have L-theanine and caffeine together, like in tea, you often get that caffeine alertness, but smoother, less of the jitters, more focused energy. It's a great combination.
That balance sounds ideal. calm, focus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the third piece, antioxidants. We hear that word all the time for general health. How do they specifically help our brains?
Yeah, tea is packed with them, especially polyphenols. You might have heard of catechins. They're big in green tea. And the haflavins in black tea. These are really important for the brain. Firstly, they help reduce inflammation. Chronic inflammation in the brain is a risk factor for neurodegenerative diseases.
Right.
Secondly, they protect the neurons themselves, shielding brain cells from damage by free radicals, those unstable molecules that cause cellular wear and tear. This might help slow down cognitive decline.
Okay.
And another key thing, they can improve blood flow to the brain. Better blood flow means more oxygen, more nutrients getting where they need to go.
Yeah.
But really, if you zoom out, the big insight here is the synergy.
Synergy.
Yeah, it's how caffeine, L-theanine, and these antioxidants all work together. It's not just one thing acting alone. Their combined effect is what makes tea such a, well, powerful potential ally for brain health.
Okay, so we've got these fascinating compounds. We understand how they might work. But what does the actual science show? What's the evidence for tea impacting cognitive function, maybe reducing decline?
The evidence is definitely building, and it's quite encouraging. If we look at short-term effects first, there's research, I think it was in the psychopharmacology, that found that specific combination of caffeine and L-theanine really did significantly improve attention, memory, and alertness in people.
Okay, so immediate benefits.
Yes. And then for the longer term, there was a study in the Journal of Nutrition, Health, and Aging. It showed that people who drank tea regularly actually performed better on cognitive tests, things assessing memory, executive function, even how fast they processed information.
That's really something, both short-term boost and long-term performance. But the really big question, I suppose, is about cognitive decline and dementia. Does drinking tea regularly actually help lower the risk?
Yeah. That's the crucial long-term question, and the evidence does point that way. It suggests an association, at least. For green tea, one study, I think, American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, found older adults drinking it regularly had a lower risk of cognitive impairment. And for black tea, research in the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease linked its consumption to a reduced risk of developing Alzheimer's.
Wow.
And even broader, a meta-analysis looking at multiple studies published in the Journal of Prevention of Alzheimer's Disease concluded that drinking both green and black tea was associated with a lower risk of cognitive decline and dementia overall. It really does make you pause and think, doesn't it? How can something so, well, simple, so accessible, how can this daily habit potentially have such significant long-term implications for something as complex as our brain health?
It really does. Okay, so we know the why. We've seen the science. Now for the how. How can you, listening right now, actually put this into practice? How do you best incorporate tea into your day to get these brain benefits? Are there, like, common mistakes to avoid?
Good question. Practical steps are key. First off, try to choose high-quality tea. Whether it's Lou the Leaf or bags, getting it from a reputable source usually means higher levels of those good compounds we talked about.
Okay, quality matters.
Definitely. And brewing it properly makes a difference, too. You want to extract those compounds effectively. So, rough guidelines. Green tea, maybe 175 Fahrenheit, that's 80 Celsius, for about 2-3 minutes.
Mm.
Black tea needs hotter water, around 200 Fahrenheit or 93 Celsius, for 3-5 minutes. Oolong is often good around 190 Fahrenheit, 88 Celsius, for 3-5 minutes. And white tea is more delicate, maybe 175 Fahrenheit, 80 Celsius again, but for a bit longer, 4-5 minutes.
Got it. Specific temps and times.
Exactly. And a big pitfall, too much sugar.
All right.
Adding lots of sugar can kind of cancel out some of the health benefits. Maybe try a little honey or just enjoy it plain to really get the tea's flavor and benefits.
Makes sense.
For consistency, aim for regular consumption. Maybe 3-5 cups a day. Of course, listen to your body, especially regarding caffeine. And remember, herbal teas don't have caffeine, so you can drink those anytime.
Right.
And finally, don't be afraid to experiment. Try different types, green, black, oolong, white. They have slightly different profiles of compounds. Plus, it keeps things interesting and enjoyable.
That's super helpful. It really sounds like small adjustments, choosing good tea, brewing it right, maybe less sugar can make a real difference. It feels achievable, like an easy habit to build. But, you know, while tea sounds like a fantastic tool for brain health, it's obviously not the only thing, is it? It's part of a bigger picture. What other lifestyle choices should you think about for, like, total cognitive wellness?
Oh, absolutely. Tea is a great piece, but it's part of a larger puzzle, a whole mosaic of brain health.
Right.
For that holistic view, a balanced diet is fundamental. Lots of fruits, vegetables, whole grains, lean protein, healthy fats, things like omega-3s, antioxidants, vitamins from food sources are crucial.
Mm-hmm.
Staying hydrated is important too. Water is key, even alongside your tea. And exercise. Regular physical activity, maybe 150 minutes of moderate stuff like walking or cycling a week. Huge benefits for cognitive function, mood, and reducing decline risk.
Okay. Diet, water, exercise.
And sleep. Can't stress that enough.
Mm-hmm.
Aim for 7,009 hours of quality sleep. It's vital for your brain to reset and consolidate memories. Managing stress is another big one. Finding techniques that work for you. Meditation, deep breathing, yoga, even just hobbies you enjoy. And keep your brain active. Challenge it.
How?
Reading, puzzles, learning a new language or instrument, anything mentally stimulating. And finally, stay social. Connect with people, have meaningful conversations that supports cognitive function and emotional well-being. What's really fascinating, I think, is how all these things work together. They create this kind of reinforcing system. Tea fits wonderfully into that system, but it's one component supporting a healthier brain, not the whole story.
So to kind of wrap this up, we've really dug into how tea, with that unique mix of caffeine, L-theanine, and those powerful antioxidants, seems to genuinely help with alertness, focus, memory,
mm-hmm.
while also offering some protection for your brain. Fighting off that oxidative stress and inflammation, and the takeaway seems pretty clear. Make good quality tea a regular thing, brew it properly, and remember, it works best alongside all those other healthy habits we just talked about: diet, exercise, sleep, stress management. Doing that, you're not just sipping a nice drink, you're actively investing in your long-term cognitive health.
It really leaves you with a thought, doesn't it? In this world, overflowing with complicated health advice, maybe even quick fixes, how much real power do we actually have in these simple, enjoyable daily rituals, like just brewing and savoring a cup of tea? Could that simple act genuinely help shape our brain's future?
Something to think about next time you put the kettle on. Cheers to a brain-healthy future.